Hello, welcome to the St. Philip the Apostle School Social Studies Podcast. The podcast you're about to hear is put together by our junior high students and will center around social studies. The students sometimes discuss things they learned in class, topics discussed in class, or current events they are interested in. The purpose of this podcast is to introduce the students at St. Philip the Apostle School to different forms of media and get them used to speaking knowledgeably on topics. My name is Mr. W, and I facilitate these podcasts. You're likely not to hear much from me during these episodes, as my role is to ask questions and keep the conversation going, but the material is largely up to the students. You may hear full tables of eight participants, solo scripted podcasts, team scripted podcasts, discussion-based podcasts, and even debates. I hope you enjoy listening as much as we enjoy making these podcasts. Thank you for listening. Hello, today's podcast we're going to be talking about the play and book Alexander Hamilton, the book by Ron Chernow and the play by Lin-Manuel Miranda. I'm Mr. W.
Hi, I'm Maddie, and I'm in 7th grade, and I like the musical Hamilton. I might not be as obsessed as the others, but I do really enjoy the music. Sadly, I haven't seen the musical, but I do know that the musical starts when Alexander first arrives in New York from the Caribbean. I believe that the musical is a good way to teach kids about one of the Founding Fathers. Most kids don't have any interest in learning about their past and focus on the now, but Hamilton is a creative way to teach kids about the past. Not only does Hamilton teach kids, but it shows kids that theater is fun and enjoyable.
Hi, my name is Jimena. I'm in 7th grade, and Hamilton is affecting a lot of people right now in a good way, because not only are they enjoying the songs, but they are also learning about Hamilton, what Hamilton did and what happened. 2 days ago, I listened to the soundtrack, and I understood why people were loving the musical. I actually understood the meaning, and some of the lyrics are pretty funny. Right now, I have favorite songs from Congratulations and Burn. I think it brings a dramatic feature when Hamilton did the Reynolds pamphlet. I thought it was a huge mistake, and I wanted to know what happened next. So it adds a plot twist, which I absolutely love and enjoyed listening to.
Hi, I'm Lily. I'm a 7th grader who is obsessed with Hamilton, unlike Maddie, which has become a worldwide phenomenon. I have seen the musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda telling about the life of our founding father, Alexander Hamilton. First off, most children are not really into reading or learning about historical figures such as Hamilton. It brings out a hip-hop version of history that kids find interesting and can listen to. They learn about it in a fun way that's catchy. The play itself is based from the moment Hamilton set foot in New York and even goes back to some of his life in the Caribbean. From meeting his first friends such as Aaron Burr, Hercules Mulligan, Marquis de Lafayette, and John Lawrence, all the way to his death in a duel, Hamilton is a one-of-a-kind show that all can learn from and enjoy.
Hi, my name is Mateo. You could say I love Hamilton the musical, maybe a little more than love. And I really love the music and the dancing, but what's really interesting is that Hamilton's a forgotten founding father. People know George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, the list goes on and on. But most people don't know him other than he's the guy on the $10 bill. I think he deserves much more than that credit because he founded the United States Treasury. He founded the Coast Guard. He served under General Washington. He was a brilliant lawyer. He founded the New York Post. In the show, he says there's a million things I haven't done when he's young. But I feel like in his short life, he did a million important things. He didn't live to be 50, and the show expresses that by making his worst enemy time. He wanted to rush through life and do as much as possible, which I think is not a great strategy to life. So that's what I think about it.
Hi, I'm Claire, and I'm a 7th grader. If you couldn't already tell, I love Hamilton. The musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda tells the true story of our nation's birth through Alexander Hamilton. As you watch the musical and listen to the soundtrack, you are sent into the time of our founding fathers, with Alex's personal life conflicting with the Revolutionary War. You get a taste of life in the 18th century. Alexander was hard-pressed to win the war with his general George Washington and his three friends, Hercules Mulligan, Lafayette, and John Laurens. After the war, Hamilton had to raise his son, Philip, with his lovely wife, Eliza, to go to law school with his longtime bud, Aaron Burr, who turns out to be a backstabber. Until his death, Alexander Hamilton worked hard to defend his country. Kids and teens today can really learn a lot from Hamilton in an American musical. With its hip-hop music and its diverse cast, teens and kids are able to understand and appreciate our history as a nation.
So who here has seen Hamilton besides me?
I've seen it.
I've seen it.
I've seen clips.
On the internet.
Yeah.
Illegally?
Illegally. No.
Have any of you read the full autobiography that it was based on?
Mr. No,
I know.
I don't
I'm
have time.
Too lazy.
So if you haven't seen it or you haven't read it, why are you interested in it?
Just the play.
I really like Broadway a lot, and I was really interested because everyone was so excited about the show, and I was like, oh. So I listened to it, and I really liked it, and I really liked the plot, and I loved the music, too.
Mateo, you saw it, yes. Who hasn't seen it or listened to it?
I mean, he's the first one to respond, so.
That's true.
So if you haven't, so for the rest of you, because Mateo's seen it, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it, but illegally.
I've seen it, the same way Lily has. Okay.
So then why are you so interested in it?
Well, the dancing within my illegal ways was very good and also was in pretty good HD. I'm just saying that. Okay.
Lily kind of forced it upon me in the beginning and I just learned to like...
No, you don't say that. No. Okay.
Okay.
So the music's just really upbeat and it's catchy to the point where my dad actually started listening to it and my sister. My mom still is annoyed with it because she hates musicals, but that's her problem. And I just am obsessed with it. You can ask any of my friends. Literally, they'll tell you how much I annoy them with it.
Yes.
It's bad.
Yeah. Lily told me to search up a song and I did. And then you know, after that, I kind
of... Which
song? Guns and Ships.
That's a good one.
I was just that girl that just does what
her friends
do. So I just searched it up and I liked it. Yeah, I like the song. Oh, congratulations! Even though if it isn't in the soundtrack,
I liked Burn.
Favorite song?
Wait, is that what you? Well, my favorite song I think is I like The Room Where It Happens a lot.
That's one of my favorites too.
What makes those songs your favorites? So, Maddie, is that still your favorite? First one, Guns and Ships, the first one you ever heard, or has it changed for you?
I think I like... I don't remember what it's called. I think it's... I like... It's Quiet Uptown.
Okay, that's a good one too. Why?
I like the melody a lot.
Jimena, why is your favorite?
Well, I like my favorite. I like it because it was catchy, and then because I like how she was like rapping. Mm-hmm. It was cool. Yeah. So,
why is Burn your favorite, Lily?
Well, because Eliza just basically stole the show and made it all about her right then and there, and I was like, yeah, you go, girl. Like Alexander, forget about him. And there's also a remake of it, Spamilton, and the Spamilton version of Burn is actually also really funny. So,
I like The Room Where It Happens because it was a nice... Because, like, I'm not a huge fan of hip-hop, but I really like Broadway music, but I think it was a good mix of both, and it told what was going on during the show, and it was, I think it was pretty good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Claire, how about you?
I agree with Tam with The Room Where It Happens. Also, Burr's a really relatable character. Yeah.
Well, the story is told as with him as like the narrator.
Yeah.
Right. So he's supposed to be, I think, very relatable in terms of like the story and the plot line, and he's definitely sold as like not wanting to have done what he did. Although historically speaking, there's not a lot of evidence to support that. But so he's definitely supposed to be relatable, just like Alexander Hamilton's supposed to be relatable. Mm-hmm. A lot of those characters kind of pop off the stage, which is nice. So they're not flat. Which is always nice to have.
Mulan wasn't flat either.
Who?
Mulan.
Historically inaccurate Mulan. Mr. W shakes his head.
Don't even say that name here.
Well, Hamilton has historical inaccuracies, but Mulan may as well not even exist.
What about the Little Mermaid?
Why are we talking about this?
Nobody really knows. It'd be a good one for your parents to listen to.
I know.
So what did you learn from the musical?
Learned
and this
about
is a trick
life.
Question, because if you say something you learned and it happens to be inaccurate, I'm going to know it, and I'll point it out.
Oh.
So what did everybody learn about Alexander Hamilton or that time period from the play?
I learned that they did not perform hip-hop during that time.
That doesn't count. Let's try again. We'll start with Mateo. Mateo, what did you learn?
I learned Hamilton was a very, he was very successful in his short time. So he was, and he was very, he was kind of like an overachiever almost. He did things very quickly. He like sped up life almost.
Mm-hmm. Maddie?
I learned that he was on the $10 bill because I actually didn't know that. And he was one of our founding fathers.
Hey, Amanda?
I learned not to trust your father when he tells you to shoot to the sky. Okay, no. I didn't know he wrote a book. Didn't he mm-hmm. read the book?
Yeah, the Federalist Papers, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
So Lily, go ahead.
Okay, so I learned that about who killed him and that he was born in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And that he had an affair with Miss Mariah Reynolds, which Alex, I don't know what happened there. Eliza is amazing, okay? And
the majority of the founding fathers had affairs. It was not unique to Alexander Hamilton.
That's upsetting. I know. And that he was a founding father.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, he had a pretty horrible personal life. Yeah.
Not always horrible, but,
well, yeah, but
for
like,
a lot of the part, for especially his early years, were mm-hmm. pretty bad.
Yeah. You know?
Dying next to your own mother, or having your own mother die next to you in the bed. Yeah, and then have to go to work for a bunch of slavers and see that firsthand. We've talked about slavery in class and how terrible it was, right? So seeing that kind of stuff firsthand and growing up with it, it's not surprising that he was an abolitionist, not wanting to have slavery. What impacted you most about Hamilton? What did you get from it the most? Those of you who have seen it, or even those of you who just listen to the music, you can get something from both. So what have you gotten out of the musical? We'll start with Mateo again.
Like historically, or like
anything at all. What did you get out of it most? So like for me, I got most out of it was entertainment because I already knew Alexander Hamilton's story.
Yeah, I really liked the diversity in the cast. I really liked because they were trying to explain modern America in a way that they had different types of races and different people in it.
You enjoyed the way that they decided to present the material. So like having a cast of people that are mixes a bunch of different races.
Yeah.
So that way the characters were not necessarily white who were white.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I agree with Mateo, but I also think that I liked how they put hip-hop, so it kind of relates to the modern, like,
mm-hmm.
era, kind of. And how kids my age will kind of go to theater more than they used to.
I agree with Mateo about, like, how they involved all races, not just one particular one.
There's a certain amount of irony involved of having several slave owners played by people who were descended from slaves.
Yeah.
Lily?
I agree with Mateo and Maddie. Also, I learned that you probably shouldn't rush through life. Take your time. And I learned actually a lot about Alexander Hamilton. Like, I did not know who he was before at all.
Well, they have the opening line that he's the forgotten founding father, right? In the opening song, he's the one everybody forgets about. He's the one that doesn't. There's even a line like, all the other founding fathers get to grow old, but he doesn't get to grow old.
Yeah.
Right. I kind of disagree with everyone here. Like, yeah.
Okay, so then what did you get most out of it?
Yeah.
Because it's a personal thing.
Yeah.
What did you personally get out of it most?
A lot of songs just to listen to when you're bored and kind of feeling down. Just, like, make you feel a bit better.
It's a little bit like mine. It's entertainment for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good. Or does anybody have anything they'd like to add at the very end about Hamilton before we wrap up?
Hamilton was pretty mean to his wife.
Oh, yes.
And yeah. Child.
Oh, yes.
I love Hamilton the musical, but I don't like Hamilton as a person. He's terrible. He did so many bad things to his family, and he kind of like, he was kind of almost ignorant in a way to, I guess, to others. He was almost narcissistic, I think.
Oh. Lynn kind of fantasized like Hamilton's story a bit. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And he definitely took creative liberties with it. Mm-hmm. So he talked about that. I got to meet him during a workshop for a Broadway teacher's workshop in New York, and he came and talked to us for a couple hours. We got to ask him questions and stuff, and so one of the questions I asked him was, how did he decide who to include and not to include in the play? For example, Ben Franklin's not in it at all, but Ben Franklin's one of the founding fathers, and he was there when Hamilton was around, so why did he not include him? And you know, you have to choose what makes the best story and what doesn't make the best story, so you have to leave some things out. Some of the stuff has to be I have to take creative license with it. For example, the song Burn doesn't happen that way, and it also doesn't happen in the timeline of the story that way. She doesn't actually like burn all the letters and stuff from him. But we don't know a lot about their personal life from that time period, from their letters either, so it is something that's missing. So why is it missing? Well, he took creative liberties with why.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things in there like that. I think that those of you who are saying, oh yeah, he wasn't a good guy, or I don't like the way he treated Eliza and stuff, would benefit from actually reading the biographies about him, because a lot of the times he was actually really interested in what his family was doing and Eliza.
Yeah.
But the play has to make the character as interesting as possible. And so flawed people are interesting, and he was flawed as it was anyway, so taking some creative license with it probably isn't that big of a deal, because he was flawed. All the founding fathers were flawed. Every one of them. Any final thoughts, Amina?
It was sad for me. Like, I only listened to a couple songs, but like,
Doing Guardians.
Oh, so I'm very emotional. So when I was hearing the song, what's it called? Like, when Eliza's, not when.
Quiet Uptown?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she screams, like at the end, when she dies.
No, that's Stay Alive.
Oh, Stay Alive. Okay.
Reprise.
So, like, I was crying. Like, it was so sad. Like, oh my God.
There's definitely some sad parts in that
play
and music.
Yeah.
That's understandable. Thanks for joining us on this podcast today. I hope you enjoyed hearing about Hamilton from our students, and stay tuned for more episodes before the end of the year. Bye.